and so are you. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Stream Strategy. Y'all already know the deal. That's Charles. I'm Cal. Stream Strategy is designed to help you, the listener, to maximize value in the upcoming NHL schedule. Why do you want to do that? So that you can win your NHL fantasy hockey matchups. We have done the research. We have compiled an extremely beneficial list of valuable options for you to pick up off of the free agency in your fantasy hockey league. And we have presented it to you in a short, concise format. You can listen to the podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever the hell. Probably YouTube, maybe not the past 2 weeks, but this week you could probably get on YouTube. Check out the Reddit post. The Reddit post has all this shit in text.
That's right.
So you can just follow us on Reddit and see that on a weekly basis. Thank you to those of you that have started to follow us on Reddit. Shouts out. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
That's it. You got anything to say? You want to talk about how fantasy's going or whatever?
No, not really. I'm pretty good to jump right into this, if I'm going to be honest.
All right. Bet schedule Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday on nights, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, your off nights. Monday, 3 games. Tuesday, 9. Wednesday, 4. Thursday, 9. Friday, 7. Saturday, 10. Sunday, 8 games. Good schedules. We like Boston, Carolina, LA, Minnesota, New Jersey, Ottawa, Tampa, Toronto, and the Vegas Golden Knights. Mostly we love the Boston Bruins with 4 games, including one off night and a back-to-back on Monday, Tuesday, as well as the Carolina Hurricanes, 4 games, one off night on Friday, and then the back-to-back is Thursday, Friday. Might also want to give a look at the LA Kings and the Minnesota Wild, which have 4 games apiece. The LA Kings have a streamagami in the sense that they play on every single off night for this upcoming week. Oh, yeah. So if you really want to find maximum value, you got to look at the LA Kings, the streamers. But first, I'm going to say bad schedule: Arizona, Florida, Nashville, Pittsburgh Penguins. All of our info is sourced from Yahoo Fantasy Public Leagues, The Score, as well as dailyfaceoff.com. And they are as updated as they are right now.
That's
right. We're recording this on a very rare Monday morning. Usually we do a Sunday afternoon. So this way we have it as updated as possible. Let's go through the streamers on the Boston Bruins.
For the Boston Bruins, first off, I'm liking Jake DeBrusque. He's getting first forward line deployment alongside Bergeron and Marchand this week. He's also on the second power play unit with no PK time. He's got a season ranking of 372, rostered in 6% of leagues. Also, Eric Halla, he's playing on the second forward line, second power play unit with no PK time. He is going to be centering both Taylor Hall and David Pastrnak. So some great opportunity to stream Eric Halla, who has a season ranking of 297 and is rostered in only 3% of leagues. Then finally, from the Boston Bruins, I'm liking the look of Mike Riley. Season ranking of 420, rostered in 6% of leagues. He's on their first defensive line. No power play units, but the second PK unit as well.
Yeah, I'm finna bun up a ting with Mike Riley right after this. As a matter of fact, I bunned up a ting with Mike Riley right before this.
Oh.
And he gave me a really interesting piece of advice. Charlie, do you know what Mike Riley said to me?
What did Mike Riley say to you?
He said that, he offered me, he gave me an offer to myself and all of the listeners. You can use the code GOOD at pucklegends.ca for free shipping to anywhere in the world, including Russia and Ukraine. But you should probably expect that those deliveries are going to be delayed a little bit. But you still get free shipping if you use the code GOOD at pucklegends.ca. Mike Riley says to go do that. Charlie, what's up with the Carolina Hurricanes?
The Carolina Hurricanes have a couple of interesting options to stream from. That's what's up with them. Seth Jarvis is back on the second forward line and second power play unit with no PK time. rostered at 2% with a season ranking of 376. Some great opportunity there.
Cool. Yeah. Let's check out the LA Kings.
The LA Kings, they got that four-game off-night schedule this week. So looking at players like Ayafalo and Kempe, who have some very high value, I think it's a no-brainer to pick these guys up. Alex Ayafalo, season ranking of 162, rostered in 20% of leagues. He's on the first forward line, first power play unit, and first PK unit. Adrian Kempe has a season ranking of 80, rostered in only 49% of leagues. He's on the first forward line, first power play unit with no PK time. Adrian Kempe loves to take a lot of shots and get a lot of hits, so alongside goals and assists, you can be looking at those peripheral points. Also, Victor Arvidsson, he's on the second forward line, first power play unit with no PK time. He's got a season ranking of 110, rostered in 48% of leagues. And finally, I'm liking the look of Trevor Moore, who has been playing fantastically this season. He's got second forward line deployment, second power play unit, and second PK unit deployment. Season ranking of 155, rostered in 9% of leagues.
Yeah, man, I really like the look of Trevor Moore here. Picked him up last week as a streamer over Nathan Cirelli, and he ended up getting me two assists in one game. I forget who the matchup was, but...
Yeah.
Trevor Moore, man. Yeah. I think he went over to the Kings as part of that trade for Campbell and Muzzin. Yes,
I believe that's right.
Wow, at the time it was just like a... Whatever, who gives a fuck? But now... Dude, what?
It'd be nice to have him in the bottom six, eh?
Yeah, I really would. Same thing with like Seth Jarvis, Kapanen, Janssen, but you know. Yeah.
Well, it is what it is.
Can't keep everyone.
You can't have Seth the Buntings.
Jarvis, for those of you that are wondering why I'm talking about Seth Jarvis, he was the pick that we gave to Carolina so that they could take on Patrick Marleau's cap.
Oh, wow. I don't think I was aware of that. That's a fun little fact there.
Yeah, fun little fact.
All right.
But we're talking about the New Jersey Devils now. What's up with the New Jersey Devils?
Looking at the Devils, there are some great options to stream for these guys. Yegor Sharangovich, first forward line, second power play unit, no PK times, got a season ranking of 394, rostered in 11% of leagues. Also, Dawson Mercer is getting a try on the first forward line, second power play unit, no PK time. Season ranking of 348, rostered in 5% of leagues. And finally, Nico Hischier, second forward line, first power play unit, second PK unit, season ranking of 250, rostered in 26% of leagues.
Dude, I was really excited about Hischier about a month ago. Yeah. Picked him up around this same ranking, around the same rostered, which means that his production hasn't picked up to exceed his deployment to the pace where he is worth rostering in more than this amount of leagues.
Yeah.
He has been dropped from my roster after holding him for a good 3 weeks. Don't really love the idea of Nico Hischier anymore, but at 26% roster, this is fantastic deployment and definitely worth checking out. Charlie, since the rest of the teams aren't as important for schedules, let's just breeze through them and go through the names and... maybe quickly, if they have good deployment or not, let's go through the Ottawa Senators.
Sure. So looking at Tim Stützle, again, he's got first forward line deployment, first power play unit, just while Batherson and Norris are injured. Connor Brown, second forward line, first power play, first PK. Eric Brännström is getting a try up on the first defensive line and first power play unit because Shabbat is once again injured. And Matt Murray, season ranking 139, roster 26% of leagues. He's a great look if you're looking to stream a goaltender. I believe over the last month, Matt Murray has better save percentages than goalies like Jack Campbell and Connor Hellebuyck.
There's a lot of goalies with a better save percentage than Jack Campbell.
Yes, that is a good point.
Hi, but yeah, let's just go on to the TBL.
Anthony Cirelli, who has fallen out of favor for me in fantasy hockey. I dropped him a couple weeks ago. He's on the second forward line. No power play deployments anymore, but he does get first PK deployments. Other names from Tampa Bay to look at are guys like Corey Perry, Eric Chernak, who's getting some second defensive line first PK deployment, and Ryan McDonough, who's also getting second defensive line first PK deployment. Moving over to the Toronto Maple Leafs, Michael Bunting is only rostered in 37% of leagues, and that is a crime against Michael Bunting. He's got first forward line deployment, second power play unit, no PK time, and he had, I believe, 5 or 6 points in that barn burner game with the Detroit Red Wings.
5, I believe, a goal and 4 assists.
Andre Kasha is getting a try on the second forward line. He also gets second power play unit. And Timothy Liljegren is currently listed on the first line with Morgan Rielly. He's also on that first PK with Morgan Rielly. So if you're looking for some shots, maybe some hits, Timothy Liljegren is a good guy to take a look at.
Yeah, for sure. Let's run through the Vegas Golden Knights.
Vegas, Evgeny Dadonov, still on the first line with Jack Eichel, still on the first power play with Jack Eichel. Chandler's...
Yeah, I'll jump in. It's not exciting. Dadonov with Jack Eichel is not exciting. Yeah. So you can give him a look, but I gave him a look and nothing happened.
Yeah, fair enough. It's kind of like Paul Stastny on the Winnipeg Jets. I streamed him all of last weekend. I think he got me 1 point in 4 games. Chandler Stephenson is getting a look on the first line, first power play as well. Rielly Smith, second forward line, second power play. William Karlsson, second forward line, second power play. And if you're looking for some peripherals, Braden McNabb, second defensive line, first PK.
All right, gang. Charlie, what's your stream strategy for this week?
My stream strategy is picking up Jake DeBrusk for the Monday, Tuesday back-to-back that the Boston Bruins have. After that, I am a holder of Adrian Kempe all season long, so I'm going to be potentially looking at another LA Kings player, trying to get those 4 off nights into the schedule. Otherwise, I was kind of excited by Evgeny Dadonov, but I might be reconsidering picking him up so early on in the week.
I just shut it down, but now you don't know if this is a psyop and I'm trying to
you're trying to
pick him up myself,
something like that.
Yeah, personally, man, the podcast got so bad recently. We'll be better, guys, at some point. I'm gonna hit up guys from the LA Kings. That stream of Gami is sexy. 4 games and 4 off nights. Mostly want to try and look at Trevor Moore. That's my boy. If not, I'll give Phil Deneau a little look.
Yeah, Phil Deneau, not bad.
Not really interested in the bottom six as much. So if I can't snag one of those top six guys, I mean, Arvidsson is probably the last option.
Yeah, but I feel you.
If it's none of those guys, I don't know. I would probably look at some, yeah, maybe one of your streaming things. Jake DeBrusk for that back-to-back Monday, Tuesday is certainly a nice one. Sharon Govich on that back-to-back Monday, Tuesday from the Devils is a good one. Yeah. I would probably do that coming up prior to the weekend episode and then
reassess.
Reconsider based on what categories.
Yeah, it's going to be a really
presently needed.
Really busy weekend, like 9, 7, 10, 8 games from the Thursday to Sunday. So, yeah, there's going to be a lot of games, a lot of opportunity. Maybe not opportunity, but lots of streaming to happen.
Fucked over this weekend by a busy schedule. Yeah, I was just ahead in all my, in most categories by a decent amount that I felt safe.
Then stream.
Went for a Lion. No, I did stream on Sunday, actually. I picked up Ryan Lindgren from the New York Rangers.
Yeah.
Ended up getting slapped because I just wanted some plus minus. Because I ended up getting slapped, or they ended up getting slapped by the Vancouver Canucks. It ended up fucking me up, I believe. I don't know if Lindgren was actually a huge part of that. I'm trying to check right now. But yeah. Fucking Carter beat me in plus minus.
Last no place in the way. League. That is nuts.
Yeah, it's just plus minus.
Last place by...
Lindgren was only minus
by
one.
By 40 points.
Yeah, barely starting his roster.
Yeah. That's all right. I don't think I've won the plus minus category a single time in this league. I've just been gunning for every other category.
Sense. This, it,
really letting that one get hit. All right.
Fuck. Okay. That's everything. Thanks, folks.
All right, guys. Good luck in your weeks.
We love you so much. Bye. Charlie, is there anything else that you would like to say to the listeners before we head out? Maybe about a code, at a website or something?
Yeah. I was About to say, I heard something about a code. I believe it's good, all capitals. If you use it at pucklegends.ca, you can get free shipping on any of their products.
Free shipping on any of their products. Wow. Anywhere in the world. $25 Canadian is like $18.
That's a really good deal. You can
show all of your friends that you're a big hockey fan and you like Gordie Howe and Pavel Bure and Willie O'Ree and Nick Lindstrom.
And you're doing it in a stylish fashion.
Wayne and Lemieux. And it's also a safe space.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. All right. Follow us and check us out and whatever.
All right, folks. Goodbye.